wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
Which shall come upon all the world? What will it be? On the road we are traveling in these last days, there lies just ahead an alarming event that involves all the world. Hear this Bible verse. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of tribulation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. These words of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, are for us today. My subject is the hour of tribulation, which shall come upon all the world, which shall come. It is yet future and has not yet come. It is in the near future and may come at any moment, which shall come. It is certain. If a man were to prepare for everything that might happen, he'd be silly. The insurance people would get his last dollar. But one who does not prepare for a certainty is not prudent. For a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. And this is a certainty, the hour of tribulation which shall come. Are you prepared for this certainty? It will be a worldwide tribulation from which none can escape. Some nations avoid world wars, but no nation shall escape the horrors of the great tribulation. But will it be just 60 minutes? No. The term the hour in God's word marks out an outstanding event or period of time, but of different duration. As our Lord Jesus looked forward to Calvary's 3 hours of suffering and said, Father, the hour is come. Also, our Lord spoke of this 2,000 years of salvation in which we now live as the hour, saying, the hour is coming and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God and they that hear shall live. And then he spoke of the 2 resurrections, one of the just and the other of the unjust, which cover a period of 1,007 years as the hour, saying, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And now he speaks of the dispensation of the tribulation, which is 7 years in duration, as the hour, saying, the hour of tribulation which shall come upon all the world. So the hour refers to 3 hours, or 2,000 years, or 1,007 years, or 7 years, all of different duration, but always an outstanding and unusual event. And the hour of tribulation is so outstanding, so unusual, our Lord Jesus spoke of it thus, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. What? Worse than the flood in Noah's day? Yes. And worse than the fire that fell from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah? Jesus Christ answers, such as was not since the beginning of the world, no, nor shall be. What then must it be? Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 24, where our Lord describes that hour of tribulation. Read it for yourself. Then turn to the Revelation. All that you read of in chapter 6 through chapter 19 will happen on earth in those 7 years, that hour of tribulation which shall come upon all the world. First, it'll be a time when man will be let loose. How would you feel in a walled town with 100 lions let loose? Men are worse than lions, for with their deceitful and desperately wicked hearts, they are more to fear than crouching lions. Now we have courts of justice and jails, but then jails will be turned out. No court will sit, but instead all shall seek to excel in sin. Some today even brag on their immoralities. The devil's kingdom encourages sin. The very religion of that day shall be dedicated by the man of sin. No wonder man's life in that awful hour is described as murdering, thefts, fornications. Today, God has been convicting men of sin by the Holy Spirit. He has been calling them to repent and forsake their sins. But when that hour of tribulation comes, God will withdraw his Holy Spirit and will turn man over to his uncleanness through the lusts of his own heart. God will decree, you would not have my son to save you from your sins, for you wanted your sins, and now you shall have your sins. God will turn man loose to his unrestrained lusts. How would you like to live in your town or city with all the Christians gone and no jails, no police, no courts, and men let free to express themselves? No wonder you shudder at the thought of it. Second, then the devil shall be turned loose, for he will be kicked out of his heavenly capital. That is the second heaven, but not the heaven where God dwells. And the angels of God shall cry, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. The devil will really get on the ball then. He will set up his awful trinity of evil, linking with himself the Antichrist and the wicked king. The Holy Spirit, who now with his divine power restrains the devil, will be gone. And so the devil, with no one big enough to check him, in mad fury he will turn the world into a madhouse of sin. Third, God will turn his wrath loose. Today, God in forbearance and mercy is pleading with men to repent, while men trifle with God's mercy and mock at the warnings to flee from the wrath to come. But in a moment, that wrath of a holy, sin-hating God shall break loose on the earth, and nothing can stop it. In Noah's day, there poured down that flood of waters from heaven, and there also gushed up from the fountains of earth another flood, and men were caught between the two. So shall it be in the hour of tribulation. Heaven will blacken as fire and brimstone come down, as there falls from heaven plague after plague in rapid succession and with no intermission. And for the first time there shall be hell on earth, for God shall turn hell loose, and from that pit there shall come up fire and smoke and awful beings of torment who shall torment men without mercy. Read about it in Revelation chapter 9. In that hour of tribulation, as God's wrath is turned loose, men shall gnaw their tongues in their agony and try to die. They shall pray the mountains to crush them, but there shall be no escape even by death, for the often warned of time of God's wrath will have come. And who will be able to stand before it? Not one. Fourth, in that hour of tribulation which shall come upon all the world, God will have a testimony. God shall turn loose 144,000 Jews. I know there are religions today, as the Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses, who claim that they are the 144,000 Jews. But the Bible condemns all such with these words. And in our very chapter, they say they are Jews, but are not, but do lie. Just ask them, if they're Jews, what tribe do they belong to? And you'll see they're not Jews at all. But these 144,000 real Jews, being 12,000 out of every tribe of the children of Israel, shall be like 144,000 Pauls. For Paul was the one that preceded them, the one that was an example of what they would be. And they shall travel all over the world, reaching even every tribe with the gospel. Yes, in 7 years they shall reach far more than the church has reached in its 2,000 years. And as Revelation chapter 7 tells us, an innumerable multitude shall be won for Christ through their preaching, but these shall be killed in that reign of sin and terror. Their converts will be from all nations, peoples, and tongues. Who will there be from America? Not one who has heard the gospel today, but children who have grown into years of understanding. When Jesus comes, the door of salvation shall shut eternally to all who have heard the gospel. It will be too late forever. Neighbor, if you, living in this day of God's grace, hearing the gospel of Christ from pulpit, loudspeakers, radios, and street preachers, by voice and by printed page, and seeing the whole world shaping up for that awful hour of tribulation, if you do not repent and turn to Christ, then you are hopeless forever. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation for you. There will be no other. I cry in your ears, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Your little boy or girl may become a trophy of God's grace, even in that awful hour of tribulation. You may see them enter in, but you will not be able. You will hear, depart from me, I never knew you. Now listen, I will keep thee from the hour of tribulation. Neighbor, none need suffer the anguish of that awful hour. I declare unto you, there's one, only one, who is able to keep you from it. He is the Lord Jesus Christ. But how can he keep one? Listen, behold, I come quickly. There it is. And just before that frightful hour of tribulation breaks, Jesus will come quickly and take his people home to heaven. In that day, I shall not be here in this wicked old world. I shall be in heaven with my Lord Jesus. Where will you be? I shall see the angels of heaven as they gird on their golden girdles and strap them tightly about their breasts, thus signifying that all love and mercy must end. I shall see them take their vials of judgment to pour out the wrath of God upon the earth. But I shall be safe in heaven with my Savior. Where will you be? Do you ask who will escape that awful hour? Our verse answers, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of tribulation. Now test yourself. Have you kept God's word? Our Lord Jesus said, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Does this take you in? God's word commands all men everywhere to repent. Have you repented of your many sins before God? Or have you said, I don't need to repent, I'm okay, as you defied God and his word? God's word calls upon you as a lost sinner to trust in Jesus Christ, God's Son, as your Savior, and to surrender to him as your Lord, to obey him. Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you kept God's word? If not, then we have sad news for you. The Lord Jesus will not take you when he comes. You will be left as a part of this wicked world. You loved its gaiety, its lusts, and its sins, and you must now share its doom. To know that unparalleled awfulness of that hour of tribulation which shall come upon all the world. A time when, first, man shall be let loose. Second, the devil shall be let loose. Third, God's wrath shall be let loose. Fourth, 144,000 Pauls shall be let loose. But no mercy will ever reach you. Y-O-U. All thinking men realize that at any moment a worldwide catastrophe will break on all the world. Our Lord Jesus Christ tells us what it is, the hour of tribulation. I beseech you to stop right now and get right with God. Don't stop until you have real peace in your heart in knowing that you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and that you have his promise to you. I will keep you from the hour of tribulation which shall come upon all the world. Here are the words of one of the hymns I have written. This world is hastening to its doom. The devil steers it through the gloom. The harbor is eternity, awful yet true reality. The voice of God appeals to you. Turn now and find his word is true. Save now thyself, save now thyself. Plunge not into that awful gulf. And I hope your decision and action will be in the words of this verse. Farewell, proud world, thy charms are vain. From thee I turn, my choice is made. To Jesus Christ, my living Lord, my heart I yield with one accord. God has endowed us with abilities, but if used in the wrong way, it is our ruin. You have a strong grip, but with that strength, you have held on to this world and to your own ways. I appeal to you to loosen that grip and let go this world and your sins. Let them all go, cast them from you. Then lay hold of the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior. Just cling to him with a grip that a drowning man lays hold of the lifeline. And just hold on in all earnestness until you feel the grip of his strong hand of mercy on you. As he says, I have saved you and you are mine forever. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman.